When we hear about the dangers of dust exposure, we're usually talking about coal dust underground or silica dust. But that's not the only dust that can make people sick. Apparently, any dust can if it's fine enough. There's been a lot of research that's surfaced over the past decade demonstrating clearer and clearer evidence that surface mining creates environmental hazards for communities in the vicinity. Epidemiologist Michael Hendricks has published a lot of research that demonstrates how life expectancy in the southern coalfields, for example, is much shorter than just about anywhere else in the country. But Michael McCauley says that's not all we know.
We also know that they have a much increased rate of lung disease and also death from lung disease, much higher than in the rest of Appalachia and much higher than in the United States in general.
Michael McCauley is the interim chair of the Department of Occupational and Environmental Health Sciences at West Virginia University. He's been studying some aspects of air pollution that might shed new light on some of the human health disparities that seem to be abundant around surface mining operations. His passion these days, ultrafine particle pollution. Now, by ultrafine, we're talking about dust small enough to pass right into the smallest pieces of you.
So your cell is kind of like Jell-O with a kind of harder outside casing to it. But the harder outside casing has pinholes, if you will. And these particles are smaller than the pinholes, so they can move into the inside of the cell where the exposure results in inflammation. And inflammation is the beginning of disease, of a huge number of diseases.
McCauley explains that there is a substantial amount of literature that demonstrates the toxic effects of these particles. He says exposure to ultrafine particles emitted from diesel engines in Europe is associated with exacerbated asthma in young children, as well as lung and cardiovascular diseases.
They get into the lungs, and in the lungs, they can affect actually the nervous system. And the nervous system has an effect on the entire body, including the arteries in the body. So you can get an increased blood pressure due to exposure just in the lungs.
McCauley has been studying ultrafine particles in regions of West Virginia where surface mining is underway. In his research, he uses particle counters that indicate how many dust particles exist in the air. He also is able to determine the sizes and distribution of the particles. It's a complicated metric system, but McCauley says it provides much more accurate ideas of the doses of dust likely to be absorbed in human lungs. He also took a look at the makeup of the dust and was able to determine that it was
crustal, in other words, from dirt being disturbed. So that suggested to us that there was activity going on removing dirt and removing materials that would have aerosolized these crustal particles. So we assume that would be associated with the mining activities.
McCauley says it matters to some degree what the dust is made of, but the size alone of the dust. He says all particles that are ultra-fine are probably toxic.
One of the ways we know that is they've done experiments with something called titanium dioxide. Titanium dioxide is the white pigment in paint. And generally speaking, it's known to be fairly non-toxic. You can expose rats to it all day long to very high concentrations if it's 2 or 3 or 4 micrometers in size. But you take the same mass dose and make it ultra-fine, less than a tenth of a micrometer in size, and now you'll kill the rats.
The Environmental Protection Agency does not have any rules on the books regulating ultra-fine particle pollution. Rules do exist pertaining to larger dust particle exposure, but McCauley explains that the EPA only considers the overall mass of the dust with those particular rules. Ultra-fine particles, he says, would need to be monitored and regulated differently. McCauley recently gave a talk about ultrafine particles to the Kanawha Forest Coalition, a group of Kanawha County residents concerned about a mountaintop removal site located near Charleston. He recommends that any community in the vicinity of surface mining or mountaintop removal test for ultrafine particle pollution. But coal mining isn't the only industry McCauley is concerned about. He says anywhere where there's a lot of traffic or diesel generators, so highways or horizontal gas drilling operations, are major sources of ultrafine particle pollution. McCauley's actually set to talk in Doddridge County to community members who live in the heart of West Virginia's natural gas boom. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.